All right, Jake Nichols, I don't know what you got overall. You know what you got overall?
Tenth.
Yeah. So that's got to be feeling good. You know, you wanted to get on Diz Nations, you wanted to come here, spending your money to be here. I think you got to be happy with the day.
Yeah, it was good. First race was good. I had a really good start, and then when Marvin crashed, I was kind of like stuck because I had no choice to go around him. And came back, came through, and rode pretty strong to the end. I was kind of tired with like 5 minutes to go, and then I had got a rhythm again at the end. Ninth was cool. It was good. I had so many messages and people from home because I guess it's obviously the most followed series. Yeah. So, that was nice. And then second race, had a bit of a crap start and came through. I think I just got into ninth and, slipped off and just struggled so much to get my rhythm again. It was one of those tracks. It wasn't quite as nice as I expected.
What do you mean, like rough?
Yeah, it was like more like just ruts everywhere, and the ruts were pretty shitty.
That's what we do in America. We water the shit out of them, and we disc it like 6 feet deep. Almost every track is like that.
But I've watched it over and over on videos, and it normally looks like a bit nicer. Like you can just let the bike eat in places. But today it was like real sort of bit picky, and the ruts weren't that nice. But but I really enjoyed it, and I didn't jump Larocco's Leap all morning. Neither practice I didn't do it, so I was like shit.
That's really sketchy, by the way. So just doing it in the motos.
Yeah, and I just came around on the sighting lap, and I looked to my left, and like the top couple of guys did it. So I was like, right, fuck it. If I don't do it now, then I don't deserve to have a good result. So I just came over, jumped it by about 5 bike lengths, and was like, right, that's it, done. So tick that one off the list. But I made it hard for myself. But
in 03, Red Dog, I was working for Ferry. He never jumped it all day till the first lap of the first moto.
Yeah, I wasn't far off that.
No, that's awesome, man. Did you think that Eli Tomac was playing a game with you in the second moto? Because he crashed, he went by you, he crashed, he went to the mechanics area, he was right around your spot.
I thought we were battling. I was hoping for a bit of TV time. Yeah, it was a bit confusing what he was up to, but yeah, it was. I was kind of in my little area, and then he was yo-yoing about. But
In both motos, it looked like you were battling a little bit with Cody Cooper, who the guy you parked next to and a friend of yours.
Yeah, it was cool. The first race we had a good battle, and I got away. And then second race, I was like with him, and then, until I crashed. So it was a shame because it would have been probably a good battle. But that was cool. And it's quite cool that we can turn up and just rock up and pay your entry and crack on with some of the best riders in the world. It's cool.
How did you find the qualifying? We talked about it beforehand. You just got to pin it.
I loved it. Honestly, it was exactly as I thought. You're just second, third lap, you just go. And I much prefer it like that. Honestly, it's so much better than that GPs where they just fuck around for ages and ages. I really liked it.
And then, you got a Sunday morning warm-up that means nothing.
Yeah.
It's, super weird.
Yeah, but then they all still hang out, and it's what is the point in it? So, I really like the schedule. I think it's great. We can piss off home now, and I really enjoyed my day. It was still a bit hot for me, even though it was not humid. Yeah. I was second race. I was a bit like, oh.
Yeah. Cool deal though. Third on Canada, and you come here and you're top 10 overall. You're leading your series back home. Really neat little schedule you got going on.
Yeah, it's cool. And my dad just put a picture on Instagram. He's just learning all that stuff. He was like raced on in America today and got 10th overall, and he was at work on Monday. I am a part-timer, what I mean? So it's cool. Just ticking things off the list, but making friends along the way. I've met loads of people and just enjoying myself. So it's
thanks
cool.
To Ryan Lockhart of the Ryan Lockhart Athlete Management Company and GDR for this.
Noof tuned. Massive thanks to Noof and GDR. Derek Diggs, he's just hooked us up. Yep. We've got a truck and a trailer, a bike, a spare bike, from nothing. And he's not getting anything out of it, but it's just a good bloke. And I really appreciate that. And hopefully I can race for them again before the end of the season and maybe help Colton win a championship. I don't know.
Oh, are we breaking news here? You might come back?
Yeah, it's a possibility. Yeah, they've talked about it. And I've got like 2 or 3 weeks free at the end of August. So maybe I'll do Ironman as well because it's the week after Walton, I think. So just good people. I like being here. I can get a little bit of time off and just do it. And I'm 28. I won't race for the rest. I've only got so long. So just enjoying it.
Do you think we did enough to get on the Great Britain team here? Do you think we impressed enough?
I think so. I think so. I think second race, wasn't the best, but I think I showed that. I'm there, and I've got my bike set up. I've got an idea to make it better for here, and And yeah, it's always difficult coming into a domestic championship. You know, any of these Americans, apart from like maybe the top three, came into our national championship, we'd probably get pushed. You know, it's just how it is. So yeah, I'm pleased with that, and I think I deserve a spot. But that's what it is.
Well, cool. Hey, thanks for coming, man. It's really neat. It added some interesting subplot to the day, and thanks for coming.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me, and thanks to the people for supporting me.